Today, we're breaking the rules and reading some offensive books. Hey gang, it's episode 244 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, and this week, we've got banned books trivia. This week, the American Library Association has their Banned Books Week. They call attention to censorship around the country and highlight books that some people may not want you to read. Some of these might surprise you, while others, not so much. If you need rules or scorecards, check out dorkygeekynerdy.com. You'll also find a list of all the books I'll mention this week for your reading pleasure. And with that, let's get started. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What 1985 Margaret Atwood novel takes place in the fictional nation of Gilead? The Handmaid's Tale. Number 2. Aldous Huxley published what novel in 1932 featuring an Alpha Plus named Bernard Marx? A Brave New World. Number 3. What 1982 novel by Alice Walker was adapted into a 1985 Academy Award-winning movie, a Broadway musical, and a 2023 film adaptation of that musical? The Color Purple. Number 4. Despite their popularity, what series of books by R.L. Stine have found themselves on several banned books lists? Goosebumps. Number 5. What young adult dystopian sci-fi series from Suzanne Collins has been banned in several places? The Hunger Games. Number 6. What story about a young girl and her family hiding in an attic from the Nazis has been translated into over 70 languages? Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank. Number 7. What George Orwell novel added phrases like Big Brother, Newspeak, and Thought Crime to our lexicon? Number 8. What J.D. Salinger novel about Holden Caulfield was originally serialized from 1945 to 1946? The Catcher in the Rye. Number 9. Despite being banned at some libraries, what 1985 Orson Scott Card novel is on the U.S. Marine Corps' professional reading list? Ender's Game. Number 10. What 1885 Mark Twain novel has been banned for being, quote, uninhibitedly vulgar? The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Despite being banned, what Harper Lee novel was adapted into a 1962 film starring Gregory Peck? To Kill a Mockingbird. Number two, what 2007 novel by Jay Asher was adapted into an equally controversial Netflix series? Thirteen Reasons Why. Number three, Khaled Hosseini published what 2003 novel that tells the story of Amir, a boy from Kabul? The Kite Runner. Number four, what graphic novel from Marjane Satrapi is named for the ancient capital of Persia? Persepolis. Number five, what 1987 Toni Morrison novel tells the story of a dysfunctional family of former slaves living in Ohio after the American Civil War? Beloved. Number six, the title of what 2005 John Green novel refers to a girl and not a U.S. state? Looking for Alaska. Number seven, author Anthony Burgess claims to have written what 1962 dystopian novel in just 3 weeks? A Clockwork Orange. Number eight, what was the title of Maya Angelou's first memoir? I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Number nine, it's easy to see why what Vladimir Nabokov novel has made it to several banned book lists. Lolita. Number 10, what 1937 John Steinbeck novel has been banned for racist and offensive language? Of Mice and Men. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Principal Benjamin Krupp is the titular superhero in what book series by Dav Pilkey? Captain Underpants. Number 2. What 1970 novel by Toni Morrison tells the story of Piccola, a girl who grew up during the Great Depression? The Bluest Eye. Number 3. Christopher John Francis Boone, a 15-year-old boy with autism, is the first person narrator of what 2003 novel by Mark Haddon? The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Number 4. Stephen Chbosky directed what adaptation of his own 1999 novel in 2012? The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Number 5. What 1993 novel by Lois Lowry is required reading in some schools and banned in others. The Giver. Number 6. What 2017 novel by Angie Thomas sat on the New York Times bestseller list for 50 weeks? The Hate You Give. Number 7. Sherman Alexie wrote what 2007 novel about Arnold Spirit Jr. living on the Spokane Indian Reservation? The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian. Number 8. What Jeanette Walls memoir has been banned for offensive language and being sexually explicit? The Glass Castle. Number 9. What children's book was inspired by two real-life penguins, Roy and Silo, at the Central Park Zoo? And Tango Makes 3. Number 10. Up until 2022, what Alex Gino novel was published under the title George? Melissa. And we're done. I hope you found some books to add to your reading list. Censorship is never a good thing, and unfortunately, even in 2023, people insist on controlling access to information. Usually, it's a control tactic to keep other points of view from being expressed. Well, as a trivia podcast, I say we shall have none of that. Knowledge, controversial or not, is meant to be shared. What's your favorite banned book? Let me know on social media or the Q&A section on Spotify. I'll be back next week with another 30 trivia questions. Here's a hint. Critics often cite giallo films from Italy as the inspiration for what subgenre of horror? Well, look at that. We're knocking on the door to October. What else could be in store for the month? Stay tuned. This was episode 244 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Long before the summer of love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, Private Detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend, Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.